We're in Siman Tov Mem Ches. We're still in Sif Gimel. It's a lengthy one. The Mechaver had said, Oshim Kerenala Mechira Gemura B'davar Muat. You could also do a complete sale to a non-Jew. Even if you don't give it as a Matana Gemura, as a present, you could actually sell the Chametz to a non-Jew, but with even for a small amount. And that's what we do. The Mishnah Berurah then says, what kinyanim do you do when you want to sell the chametz to a non-Jew? So he says there's a bunch of different opinions in the poskim. Some say that a non-Jew's kinyan is bekesef, only with money. Some say that a non-Jew can only be kona with mishicha, by pulling it into his domain, or by akba, by picking it up, if it's something that can be picked up. There are others who say that the other kinyanim also apply to a non-Jew, such as agav, which means acquiring metatalin, movable items, through the method of purchasing non-movable items like land, kinyan chatzer, acquiring something in your yard, kinyan chalipin, down in kinyan sudar, by using a handkerchief, picking up a handkerchief. But when you do the kinyan sudar, the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to be careful that it be the handkerchief of the non-Jew, and it's not enough that the people who are watching the kinyan will give a sudar or something like that. That will not work. Some say that these kinyanim don't work, and that these kinyanim really only work by a Jew. So there's a lot of different opinions of what kinyan we should be using. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Elinyan dina lechachila, you should do all kinyanim. Use all the kinyanim possible. Do kesef and meshicha at once, since it's potentially an issur d'oraisa of Bal Yerah if you don't do the kinyan appropriately. And if you do kesef and meshicha, so then you fulfill the opinions of most poskim. B'di'evid, if you only did kesef, or you only did one or the other kinyanim, so then, and Pesach Pesach, so then it's going to be mutter. We won't say it's Chamesh Avel Pesach, because Chamesh Avel Pesach is only a Durabanan, so we could be Mekel. And furthermore, since the Chametz, after the time of the Isser, is not in Yerushas anyway, you removed it from Yerushas, the Torah just says it's like it's in Yerushas, so therefore the smallest kinyanim should work. And if you can't do Meshicha, because it's too much chametz, or you're on the way, so that we'll discuss later on. But the point is, in the end, we do a lot of different kinyanim. If you want to see the kinyanim, you could go online and watch a video. I think there's a video of Rav Willig doing the Mechiras chametz with all the different kinyanim. When you do sell the chametz through the kinyan kesef, the Divrei Malkiel says that you should state clearly that that you should give to the non-Jew, that the non-Jew should give you a little bit, one pruta first, and that should count as the beginning of the paying of the chametz to be yotze, the shita of the sma, who says that king and kesef, the way that it works is that the first pruta, the first amount, is the beginning of the payment of the amount. And that you're actually paying for some of the object, not just as an maisa kinyan bilvad. Nowadays, where the Rav, we have the Rav of the Shul, usually sells on behalf of a lot of people, so the Divrei Malkiel says that the Nachri has to give a Shava Pruta for each person that he's buying the Chametz from, and that's what the Gros Moshe, Rav Yashav, and Rav Osner, and Rav Nissen Karelitz say as well. The Be'er Halacha points out from the Big Day Yesha that since the selling of the Chametz to the non-Jew is supposed to be a complete Mechira, and we're trying to make it look as real as possible and not a trick, so then after Pesach, when the Nachri returns the Chametz to the Jew, so it has to be purchased back in one of the ways of one of the kinyanim. You can't just take it back as a gift or anything like that. You have to get it back derech a kinyan also. And finally, the Be'er Halacha says that you actually, in the Shtar HaShah, that you give to the Rav, so it has to state clearly what chametz you're selling when you are selling it.